formal meeting to order, 9 o'clock.
Compliance with the open meeting law?
Yes, it was shared with the county clerk, posted on the website, and sent to the newspaper and radio station.
No questions. I have approval of the motion, approval of the agenda.
I'll second.
Okay, motion made, second, approval agenda. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, I need a motion with everybody's agreement of approval of minutes, July 17th.
Second.
Okay, motion made, second, approval of minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Public comment and communication.
The only thing I have to say, it's not on the agenda, it doesn't seem to be on the agenda, but I have to have boards fill out a conflict of interest every year and confidentiality. So Nicole is running this off as we speak for you. So we'll have those before you go. If you can sign those for me, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Six, advocacy report or activities.
All right. Regional board meeting. Lester, were you there?
What's that?
At the regional, the last regional board
meeting? No, I didn't know when it was. Oh. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right. Well, then I'm not sure that we have it because I think I had to miss that one. So we might not have anything on that.
Or they didn't print front to back. I apologize. Oh, yes. They're pinned together.
Perfectly fine. Thank you.
Thanks.
I'll have to look through that to see where they go. Well, you might have to send these with and have them bring them back.
As long as the door is not locked, that is correct. Oh, because if there would be noise out there that's distracting, close the
which
door.
There almost is always out here.
Have the door locked, just can't be locked. That's correct.
And we're always on the vacuum schedule, so.
Okay. Moving on, Gloria.
Yeah, so we'll go on to farmer's market. We've got 17, I believe about 17 vouchers left, so hopefully we'll get rid of those. We've got to the end of September, so if you know of anybody that might be eligible, please.
Out there.
Great. Get them out of the way and we'll get them taken care of. Upcoming events. We've got Medicare 101 on Friday here. It's in the afternoon. We've got Healthy Living with Diabetes coming up virtually. We've got a Mind Over Matter coming up virtually. We are going to have, this just got settled the other day, so I don't have it on here. We do have a Mind Over Matter that's going to be in Montfort. That'll be an in-person one, so we'll be promoting that. The bus will be at the Orchard Manor Car Show on Friday, September 13th. And of course, we have Elderfest coming up on the 25th. So we'll probably be talking about that next month. So if you've got some time on the 25th, keep your calendar open. We could use you. We could use your help. But yeah, everything's out on that and getting ready to go. So all right, let me just keep going here.
Yeah.
Advocacy reports, the only thing I had was they've been wanting us to contact our legislators about delivering meals. However, Molly contacted me before I contacted her, so she's done it a few times. So Representative Van Orden was out to deliver meals in Lancaster. I had to do like 4 or 5 to the apartment. So, and then we discussed the nutrition program and the funding that goes with it. So, just the fact that we've seen a decrease this year. So we talked about that briefly, very briefly. Anyway, so that's all I have on that.
Okay. Nutrition then?
Okay, we've got a couple things under nutrition. We do have a meal site manager vacancy in Fenimore. So we do need approval to fill that vacancy. We have advertised it. Gary gave me approval to go ahead and advertise it. So we've advertised it internally because we think we might have a couple of possible internal candidates that might be interested first. So we have it posted internally, but we haven't done anything. So we just need approval to fill that vacancy.
Awesome.
Second, approval of the meal site manager. Fenimore, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And Boscobel, we are going to have a rent increase. As I think I told you before, the dishwasher in Boscobel went foot. So it ended up them buying one, and we're going to see a rent increase. I had some real concerns. Gary thought the best thing for us to do was go through a contract for the dish machine, because the cost of maintenance on these things is getting so outrageous that if you're in a contract, but Boscobel wasn't real interested in doing that. The problem with the Boscobel site is that that site gets rented out a lot too. So it makes it a little bit more difficult when you've got people using a dish machine that don't know what they're always doing. So they opted, they really wanted to purchase it. And not enter into a contract with us. We negotiated a little bit, so we'll see what the contract would have cost us is what the rent increase. Do you know what it is?
It's $65 a month. So the increase would be $780 a year.
So we won't have anything to do with it other than putting our chemicals in, buying the chemicals and put it in. They will be responsible for all maintenance costs in the future.
What is the rent now?
It is
$3,600 a year.
A year.
That's annually. Yep. So it would go up to $4,380.
My other concern there was, I think they'll see a retirement there in the future, and I'm not sure exactly what will happen to the senior center. It's already... That building used to be considered the senior center. And Gary, you know a little bit about that. You're still on the mission on aging. So I just don't know what the future of that lies in, you know, where it will end up. It's more of a community center now. So moving these dishwasher machines is not an easy task.
No, and I'm going back to the maintenance. If we pay $780 a year, that's two repair visits or two service visits, and we surpass that with our service company. So, I mean, it's kind of a deal, you know, I mean, just in case something were to happen or they got to come look at it.
Just to come out is a couple hundred dollars.
Yes, just the travel charge is almost $200. So it's not, I know it's an increase, but it's not terrible.
I'll second the motion to approve the rent increase. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Number eight, aging plan goals.
All right, so we are in the middle of the aging plan cycle. We have to do a 3-year aging plan every so often. And we are finishing up the last one, so we're on the 25 to 27 one. I'll bring you the goals. Probably next month I'll have the whole plan for you to look at. They usually like to start with the goals. That's obviously the meat of the plan. The rest of it is all just sort of the demographics and things like that. So we have done some surveys. We've surveyed some community leaders within Grant County, with board supervisors, the sheriff, emergency management, social services, health department. I sent it out to some township chairmen. And I did get a couple of responses back from them. We actually interviewed some leaders, did some surveys with others. We surveyed them. We did a focus group with our meal site managers, and we did some surveys. I think we got about over 100 surveys back, which isn't too bad, really, considering. Obviously, during the pandemic, I got 400 and some because I sat at a vaccine clinic and people were bored because they had to wait for 15 minutes. So, and I promised them, yeah, you know. So you got somebody held captive for 20 minutes and you offer them a free gift, they'll fill out anything. So I didn't get quite that amount of enthusiasm, but we did get some. So, and it really, the results that we got, I think, are very consistent with what we've seen year after year. So, so the first goal, we have to do goals in certain areas. So the first one is under Title 3B, Supportive Services. On our worksheet or on our finances, it's called service management. The goals we also have to do, we need an advocacy or equity or a person-centeredness goal as well. So if we can combine them, we do sometimes. One of the things we're looking at for transportation is piloting the Find Your Own Driver program. Crawford's been doing it for a while, and there's a couple other counties doing it as well. Insurance rates have gone up. Insurance companies are getting a little stricter. We've had a couple people, you know, comment that their insurance company is not going to cover them if they're providing rides, and which is sad but true. So I think, you know, we kind of did it with caregivers. We find your own caregiver and then you pay. So I think that's what we're going to try to look at least by piloting it in a small way to begin with. To see if it might be beneficial for some. We do think we've got people who have support, but sometimes they start feeling like they hate to ask family and friends anymore or whatever. And I think if they could pay them a little stipend or whatever, we might be able to give them more support. So that's one of them. It would meet our supportive services goal, and it would meet our person-centeredness goal because they can sort of pick and choose who they want. If you look kind of down towards the bottom, why are we choosing this thing to focus our efforts on? It's because of the concern for rising car insurance costs and further dwindling our volunteer driver pool. Why do we believe this particular effort will make things better? As I said, people do have some supports in place. Some people do, obviously not all. Why does it make people better off? They can get to their medical appointments. How do we know when we're done? Well, the pilot program is determined to be a regular transportation option. So any questions on that one? All right, now just keep going. Have this one checked. So the next one is under Title C1, 3C1. So that's our nutrition. I guess I don't have that checked. I'm going to make sure that's checked. And this is also a person-centeredness. This is what we've talked about quite a bit here, is the meal prioritization. The nice thing is Barb's letting us use it as a goal. So since they're really promoting it and pushing it, it's nice of them that they'll let us use it. So it is the meal prioritization that we're talking about. So you kind of know the reasons why, because we've talked about that quite a bit. But again, assessing people's needs, determining how many meals that they need based on that, and then implementing that. So again, trying to have established protocols statewide is why we think it'll be better. Hopefully getting more meals to people in need and kind of diminishing any wait list that we might have. So any questions on that one? We did that one kind of fast, but. Okay, next one is under Title 3D, evidence-based health promotion. I also use that as an equity. We have not been spending our health promotion money the last few years. Everything has gone virtual, and we don't have people that really do well with virtual or want virtual. It's just a difficult option out here, I think. I think it works well in some places, and I think it'll work well eventually when we get more people who are used to that as an option. But right now, we don't always have the people that want to do it are not that tech savvy. So one of the things that came out of the surveys was almost 50% of the surveys did not have internet access. So I think 46% or something, that was close to 50. So some didn't want it, some couldn't get it, and some just, you know, thought it was too expensive. So so that's a real eye opener. I mean, obviously, if about half of, you know, if that survey would hold true, over half of them have a reason not to access virtual. So one of the things that we're going to try and look at is maybe providing people with a little bit of support in our office. So maybe they want to take a virtual healthy living with diabetes, but they can't do it from home, they don't have it. So maybe they could come to our office. We can set them up with a tablet or whatever. They can stay at our office, do the online class, get a little bit of support. We can get them in. We can get them troubleshoot if they have an issue, and just offer that that option as well. And then maybe from there, once they get comfortable with it, maybe they'll be able to do it in the future. So,
Lori, are you able to give us a breakdown on that? 50%? Yeah. I mean, is it overwhelmingly the cost of internet, overwhelmingly not having access?
I can look. I know it's all three because the questions I asked are why don't you have it? I'll look at that. I'll see how it's broke down. I've got the surveys in my office, so I can give you two. And I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, obviously we know internet access is still difficult in rural areas. I mean, I've got staff who live out there that have to have the Starlink option or whatever, and that's more expensive, but that's about how you're going to get it.
In my mother's case, she has a computer, but learning how to use it. Mm-hmm. I'm down there almost every day that she's done something.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of it. People her age, you know, my age and younger, more internet, but older people, they're afraid to hit a button. Mm-hmm. When they do, you should mess it up.
But even us who participated in hundreds of Zoom calls over the last several years still know the awkwardness of Zoom and how all some of that works. So so we're hoping that maybe we're looking at that as an equity goal because it is clear we have people that don't, cannot do that. So I'm hoping that we can get a few people that would be willing to at least give it a try if they had our support. So we'll see. Moving on to caregiver, that would be Title 3E. That's our family caregiver program. Our support groups have been dwindling a little bit. We've got a support group for caregivers. Our dementia care specialists also have a support group in Platteville for caregivers. Both of them have seen a decrease in numbers recently. So dementia care was already looking at it. So I'm thinking, well, we probably should just look at it entirely. So they're collecting some survey information. Now we're surveying people and we're going to look at it. See what we think we need to do. Maybe we need to change the format a little bit. Sometimes I think if we throw in a little educational piece to the format that people can say they're coming to, something on dementia or something else, and then have a little informal support group afterwards, we might be able to build up our base again. They do tend to ebb and wane a little bit, so it's not uncommon for that to happen, but sometimes too, you just get a group over the years that gets so close-knit that it becomes an issue too, it just does. But so that group has kind of dwindled off. So we just need to improve that. So we're gonna work on that. And then the last one is the advocacy goal. And we sort of do this already, but we'll do it with a little bit more intention. Providing an advocacy, I cannot talk today, corner in the ADRC newsletter, again, just to highlight the issues and concerns that affect older residents, helping them to learn how to interact with legislators effectively, providing an advocacy corner at meal sites, and some flyers, again, to kind of let them know what the issues are. They need to know that, we lost almost $10,000 in funding just this year for the nutrition program. That's stuff they need to know. So, and then again, hopefully maybe it will help people by doing that a little bit also realize that, they do need my donation and contribution as well. So we'll be taking a look at that. And again, many of the surveys indicated, which are not at all something we haven't seen over the years, most people are worried about home care, affordable housing, affordable health care. Those were mostly the top issues of the leaders. They were mostly the top issues of our participants, our respondents. So, and if you're older and living in Grant County, you can see why you probably be worried about all three of those, because they're all issues, especially around here. So yeah. So any questions on any of those? Anything you think needs to be revised, or you think maybe that's not the area to go to?
Finalize this.
So we'll be back next month with it. We've sent off these to GWAR. They do a kind of a process. So they'll review the goals. They'll send anything back. I haven't heard back from Jane on anything yet. We're sending off like the context and the executive summary and all of that. And then they will do that. So I expect I will have that all by next week or next month. We'll do a public hearing. We need to do a public hearing. We usually offer that in a couple of places to see if we have any other comments on it. And then once the public hearing is done, then they will usually finalize it. Right. If I could get approval on the goals, though, if you're okay with them, that would be awesome.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda, aging plan goals. Jen, a second.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion made and second to approve the aging plan goals. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, number nine. DOD grant for taxi.
All right, so I've got the taxi resolutions. I actually took them to the board yesterday because of the scheduling with our meetings, and the board doesn't often meet in September, so I wanted to get these done so we can. We also have to have a public hearing after we get the application done, so the timing of it may all need to be done by December, first week in December. So trying to get those on. So the board did approve it, but it's pending your approval. So, and I apologize, but that is just the way it worked. I didn't have the numbers last month, so I couldn't do them. So with the taxi grant is funded by 85-20, which is state aid, and 53-11, which is public transit monies. And then typically, if we haven't spent all of our 85-21 money, I use some money in that to also put into the taxi as well. And then we get $6,700 from the cities that we operate in, too, and then plus the donations. So the actual amount of the 53-11 and 85-20, it varies, and it's based on our expenses minus our revenues. So we haven't got that budget completely figured yet, but I'm estimating it around $40,000. Sometimes we get that full amount, sometimes we don't. In past years, we've gotten anywhere from $32,000 to $36,000. It's sort of, I think, depending on how many people apply and how they split it out. Typically, 85-20 is around the 6,000 mark. Last year, it was 61. So I'm roughly expecting about possibly 46,000, possibly a little less if they give us less of it. That makes sense. So
you need approval for
yes, that? I do need approval for that to apply for it.
I'll entertain a motion to approve that.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Motion made second. Approval of the taxi. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, number 10, 85-21, DOT grant for bus, taxi, trips, and wheelchair van.
All right. So this is also a DOT grant. Our amount that we will receive for 25 is $128,651. There is a $25,730 match. Sorry. And this will fund our bus, as I said, bus trips and wheelchair van, and then a little bit, depending on how that goes, we'll go into taxi as well. And we've got budgets here today, so you can kind of look at how I budgeted. So this has been the standard grant that we've been receiving.
Okay. Well, I entertain a motion to approve that 85.1 DOT grant for the bus jumps.
So moved.
Second. All in favor of the approve them. Say aye.
Aye.
Oh, same. Hey, budget 2025.
Pass these around and sign them so I don't forget them because I might. All right, so you've got a wonky little spreadsheet here because I thought I would have time to get it into Tyler Muniz and I didn't. So this is mine. So it's very colorful because I make, you know, and I'm not an Excel person, so it shows. And this is very, very preliminary, but again, given the timing of everything, I just kind of wanted to get you in the field for where we're headed here. We actually are meeting, department heads are meeting tomorrow to discuss more budgeting. So it could change a little bit. I don't anticipate a great deal, but you know, every time I do a budget, I usually find something on the second or third draft to do. So. So I'll explain how this looks because the revenue is all, again, I was using this only for my purposes. So the green is the actual total. So you've got 22, 23, what the budget was for 24, then the actual for 24, and then my proposed 25 at this point. So if you want to take a look at anything, I have done some changes in service management. So service management, I've just moved a few pages over, so it might be slightly higher, but that will be backed out somewhere else. So we've got service management at 111,000. Congregate. My little blue numbers are over here, that little blue highlighted that you see are ones that I will go back and really look at a little closer. Again, my week got kind of delayed this week, so it didn't do that as much. So right now, our numbers for congregate home delivered are on a little bit of a downward track, was what we were hoping to get to a little bit. So we had no waiting lists and things like that, and that has, we have succeeded fairly well with that. We have seen less of that. However, so my projections are actually less than what I have in here. However, those numbers also kind of ebb and flow, and if they go back up, then, and I don't have them in here, we're kind of in trouble. So I've left them kind of the same for what I had budgeted, for now, anyway, and we'll kind of keep looking at that as we get those expenses in and we look at numbers and see if we can adjust those a little bit. But that's why I have some of those highlighted. Also, the other factor here that's an unknown is that we're up for vendor contracts again in.
Be in July, but we'll do them in the spring.
Yeah.
April, May.
So we don't know what vendors will do with those contracts and what those will look like either. I do have some, you know, obviously I put in a higher percent because food costs go up any higher, but gosh, it's kind of a crapshoot. So look through that. If you've got any questions, I know I'm just throwing this at you, but I really just sort of wanted to give you a preliminary of where we're at. So if you go all the way to the end, you will see the revenue. And right now, I've got property tax in there at about $739,000, which is about, I think, a 13% increase over last year. However, that being said, I think we'll get more money in ADRC. So I've got $623,000 in there now. But again, I need to see how those numbers play out. I didn't know where regional was going to be and how much money we were going to have for sure. So I do think we'll get some additional dollars there. We did lose, you know, as I said, we lost about almost $10,000 in home delivery. Well, homes living in concrete, but mostly that. 10,000 doesn't sound like a lot, but it is when you've got that. So the nutrition is always the biggest concern because it's our biggest hit. And then, you know, ADRC as well, but ADRC is for the most part wages. The biggest thing we'll have in ADRC is that we are back on the road again because they expect us to do home visits, and that gets expensive when you're on the road. So any concerns, any questions? I'm thinking, I don't know what Bob's timeline is at this point for sure. I'll probably know that more tomorrow. So not sure. Should we be able to present the final draft in September?
Well, yeah. Okay. That would be my hope.
Or
this has got to go to the county board October 1st. So you understand, and some people don't understand. But the time in Munis, the way it's set up, there's 8 levels to the budget. We're in the projected phase right now. So now it's out to departments. When they complete that projected phase, it comes back to finance. That's goes to level 3. As finance scrutinizes it, probably we'll have the sheriff helping through that so that we put it back out to the county board as level 4, and then level 4 will go back if there's adjustments to be made. So you should, by your September meeting, have that level 4 back so that you can approve it to go back to level 5. And then 6 is, or 7 is adoption, 8 is
well, Tim,
so I would expect that you would have it back for next month's meeting.
Oftentimes it's been this meeting, the August meeting, where you do that. So I just wanted to give you an idea of where we're headed. If you've got questions now or concerns, and I apologize that you just are getting this today to look at. So if you want to look at it and have some questions later for me, you know, feel free to ask. Or if you see something that looks glaringly obvious, I mean, I stared at numbers, and I know it's not the prettiest spreadsheet, but it works for me when I have to do it. So, and I'll get it in. The next one will be a nicer Tyler Munis one, but we'll get there. So, it wasn't literally as bad as I thought it could be. So, there is, you know, there's wages in here, so we've got 5%, 5 to 7% increase in wages. We've got also step increases. We've got a health insurance that we're budgeting at about 10% now. That could go up a little more, who knows. Obviously, we've seen an increase in food prices. So I think I hit most of those are most of the issues that we have seen.
Oh, or you need any approval on that? Or
nope, I don't. Nope, as long as we've got time, as long as Bob says, we've got time to do it next month, we will do that. I'll bring hopefully we'll have it all in place next month for you. I try to do about 2 or 3. I try to go through it a few times, and you know, the first one is first, and quite frankly, I've been through this a couple of times and changed numbers on a daily basis, but it's one of those things you look at, and all of a sudden you look at it now, you know, the next day, and it's like, well, that doesn't look right. So one of the things we had noticed in terms of like Mariah's wages especially was I budgeted her more time in specialized transportation and less in bus, and we're finding she's actually getting more bus calls all the time because Dan's done such a good job of getting her bus numbers up that she's dealing with that more than she's dealing with specialized, because our wheelchair van, which is what I call specialized, is kind of on an ongoing basis. It's their regular routes anymore for the ones that we're transporting. And so she's not doing as much on that as she was for bus. So I have adjusted those numbers a little bit. So, those are really about the only things that,
yeah.
Again, it's the nutrition budget that usually is our biggest concern, because it's big and those numbers are just, you just never know. So anyway, any questions on that? hopefully you could read through it and it's okay. And please let me know if you see anything that looks weird. All right.
Okay, number 12, approval of vouchers.
I have a question.
Okay.
I see we spent almost $500 replacing the door handle and lower mirror glass. And the next page. Page 3 toward the bottom. And on the next page, we repaired a front bumper for almost $1,400. Was it vandalized or was it in an accident?
It hit a pole.
Okay.
But it didn't, I talked with Tanya and our deductible is what she said it was. Anyway, we ended up having to pay for
just pay for it. Yes. So that was the first one, the Les Mac. The door handle was just kind of a fluke thing. They went to pull it and it's plastic. So that broke off. And then, yes, the
is that in the nutrition bin? Because it seems like those are at door handles.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have that meal bin to be a problem.
The one on page 4, the Platteville Collision, the front rear, that is the van that we bought last year, that they used to help deliver, and that had just kind of side-swiped up front, but it hit the fog light, and that's not cheap.
Oh, thank you.
So, yes, that's what those two were.
No other questions? I entertain a motion to approve the vouchers. Motion to approve the vouchers. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Okay, a second. All those in favor of approval of vouchers, say yes.
Aye.
All opposed? Hey, financial report.
Did you want to say something about this financial report?
Yes.
So, I think we had a conversation, but honestly,
We've been having those Tyler Muniz trainings and the PACE trainings, and it came up when we were looking at reports that, like most of the board members want something consistent throughout everyone's committee meetings. So I believe that's what I sent you, the year-to-date available budget report. So that includes revenue and expenses together per program. So if you look at on the first page, service management, you know, you're going to see state DHS miscellaneous revenue. Those are two revenue accounts. And then everything after that is going to be expenses. So it's a little different than having two reports. but from my understanding, that was kind of what
and
talked
it,
about.
If this works for you, that's fine. It doesn't work for me when I'm doing it because most of our revenues don't come in till the end of the year. So when I'm looking to see if I'm on track with expenses, this doesn't adequately give me the right percentages because I kind of, to give you an example, I don't have the DOT 5311 grant agreement for 24 yet. I just got in a panic yesterday. I'm like, why can't I find that grant agreement? And so I emailed DOT. I'm like, I can't find my grant agreement. He's like, yeah, we didn't send that out yet, Lori. He'll be here in a week or two, he says. Okay. And then he said, and yeah, the revenue expense report for 23 will be with it too. Oh, okay, great. Thought it was me. So when you look at it that way, I think it kind of throws off our percentages a little bit. So it which is nothing for you guys. It does.
But it doesn't affect the amount, the percentages of the expenses. It may affect the bottom line.
The bottom line. I mean, typically when I present a finance report, I'm looking at the bottom line to say, yeah, we're on, you know, we should be at 60%. We are at 59% or we're at 62%. So we're a little high. So I can still give you those numbers. I'm just, you know, if we go through it, but this one just doesn't do it for me, but I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I just wanted to point that out because it's different than how I've been doing it. So. any questions on it?
Any motion on approval of financial report? Motion approved report. All in favor, or a second?
I'll second.
Second. Motion made, second to approve the report. Say aye.
Aye.
Great county director's report.
All right, we talked about farmers market budgets, we talked about county budget, we were at the fair. We had a booth in the X-Time building, went well, we gave out little miniature footballs to promote, are you ready for some Elderfest? We got rid of all our footballs. Did anybody ask about what?
Infringement.
Infringement?
You were concerned last month.
Oh no, I haven't been contacted by the NFL, but I'm holding tight. I did Google that, made sure it's. I think they get litigious when you use the Super Bowl. That's what I've come. Don't promote the Super Bowl. Take any money. So we don't take any money, and I didn't really say anything about football. I just happened to have football on my flyer, so I think I'm okay. Hopefully. So I left, this will have a drug take back on here, and I haven't confirmed that with Nate, so I have to do that. Given the situation, that might not be happening now. If, I don't know if all of you know, but Sheriff Druckman was just promoted to the county administrator. So, and that starts October 1st. So he might not be available for the drug take back event. We'll see if that still works out. So we'll go from there. Talked about car show, talked about Medicare 101, aging plan, all of it. The last thing, I'm very happy though, we did get awarded $90,000 from the X-Time Foundation to replace our two nutrition vans in Baskerville. We're happy about that. We're very happy about that. So that was good news. Yeah. It was. And actually, Joe had contacted me during the pandemic about transportation. And I had explained to him then that, you know, X-Time right now is pretty much just wants to give the funds out. They don't want to do operating. And that would be where if we promoted and did more transportation, it would need more operating expenses. And drivers are just so hard to come by that I was very concerned about that. So I did spell that out in the grant too. We had some comments and I, you know, said that I appreciated Joe looking out, but our transportation programs are running pretty well. And he was willing to give me $100,000 for that. So I thought if I get $90,000 in there for fans, then maybe that would, and it worked. So, honestly, though, I have wrote much bigger grants for much bigger money, and I don't know that. I mean, it wasn't a lot, but it was. There was a lot of back and forth on it, and it kind of made it a little bit more difficult because of Tyler Munis, and she wanted certain things out of there. And I'm like, yeah, I don't have a finance person who can do that for me right now. But we got it worked out, and she was really nice about it. And told her, you know, we have an opening here if you want to move to Grand Valley. She turned out to be really nice. So that was good news. We're happy about that. So we will be shopping for that as soon as
we have time.
We have time. As soon as we can. I did put in the grant, I guess I should spell that out how I did that. So I put in there that we would look for a new or, you know, good used vehicle. While we need a van, I think, in Baskerville because of the amount of food that we carry there, we might be able to get away with just an SUV in Lancaster. The hope, too, in Lancaster is they can still do Bagley route a little bit, But then also a couple of days a week, they would have that vehicle available for volunteers to use. So that hopefully maybe we get some volunteers that can't use their own car or can't afford to do it, but still would do it, to be able to use a vehicle to do it. So hopefully it promotes our volunteers. And so, and if I don't have to look at that vehicle in basketball, because I see that vehicle almost every day going home, and it's just terrible. So I'll be very happy not to have to look at that. So
I'm going to take a picture of it so we can see.
Oh, I took a picture of it for Eckstein. I took a picture of both vehicles for Eckstein and shared with them how it looked. Yeah, they.
We can see what it looks
It's a rust bucket.
I can't believe how rust.
It has, yeah. But you know, it's just sat out in that parking lot.
Well, going on the highways.
Well, going on the highways, just the amount of salt. I mean, granted, it's the senior center, so they load that parking lot and sidewalks with salt so much during the winter that but it's also it's 14 years old, Gary. So
no, I'm used to this stuff last like it used to.
But they do. I mean, that parking lot. I mean, I'm happy that they do, because they solved the heck out of that to make sure that, you know, nobody slips in the parking lot. But it does affect our vehicles there. I already was thinking, like, gosh, couldn't we have, is there somewhere where we could put that where it was inside? But
no, you don't have.
No, I don't think the city's got anywhere, do they?
Next thing I know, they'll be after your garage.
Yeah, the bus garage is. Well, my garage at home.
That's full too.
Yeah,
he's thinking.
Four-wheeler UTV truck. Ah, geez, I just. Volkswagen, maybe.
Bicycle.
I can't do it either. I can barely pull into my garage now. I had to switch with Kirk, and I can't get in there. I don't like the side I'm on now. I drove into the other side for, 20 some years. Now I can't get used to driving to the other one. Setting my ways, I guess. All right, program reports. Mm-hmm. Any questions on, you want to talk about nutrition a little bit? Anything sticking out?
Nothing's really sticking out. Just as we've talked about family care, that has dropped drastically. We had 281 meals in July. We used to have 400 to 500 meals. So they are really taking people off. I've gotten a couple calls, that people aren't super happy about it and just saying when refer back to the INA specialist, they can help appeal that, but they're kind of sticking to their guns right now. So we'll just kind of have to see what happens there.
That tends to.
And I know Mary, earlier this week on our meeting, Mary said, it's happening everywhere. And they are coming across the problem where they're ordering mom's meals or something frozen. These people can't carry that box into the house. They can't unpackage it. They can't maybe use the oven. We've got quite a few people with some dementia diagnosis that they.
One of the biggest problems I had in that when we ordered a sample was getting the plastic off of it. If you don't have any wrists, if you don't have much strength in your hands, it's real difficult to get off.
Sure. Yeah. She said, it's happening across the state. It's not just here. And they're taking those concerns, to the state. So just have to see what happens.
And we remain vocal with the state on it. So, Mary's a good advocate for us in that respect. She talks to a lot of state leaders all the time. And of course, every time it comes up on a state call, Sarah says, well, I was waiting for you to chime in, Lori.
Yeah.
Because it's a reality. Just is. So everything else, I think, is we're moving along. We are very busy.
Yeah. And say June's INA numbers are really high, 635. And we were short for most of that month, kind of all of that month.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And that's part of that is some farmer's market thrown in there. But even if you took out the farmer's market, which I had, we're still higher. I mean, we are, I think in June, we were at about 40% of the region. So it continues. We're seeing a lot of foot traffic. And really just seeing, like, on the ADOC side of it, people with a lot more complicated cases. So it's a lot. Again, for new people on the complaints and advocacy, those aren't complaints. Well, they could be on us, but they're generally not. Usually the complaints and advocacy are people that are in long-term care programs that call us and want. They know we enroll them, so when they have problems, they tend to call us because we answer the phone. Yes.
I can't see the meal sitting right next to the door.
You have those issues sometimes.
It's a challenge to work between their schedule and time of delivery.
Yeah. Most of the complaints that we get are typically complaints on somebody's MCO that's working with them. It's we feel a lot of those, and we refer them back to the MCO, but they just, people don't really understand. They know we enrolled them in the MCO, so they just assume that we have something to do with it. And seriously, it is that we answer the phone.
Sometimes, yeah. And sometimes they can't get a hold of
their care manager, then they're like, well, they'll just call us because they know we'll answer the phone. So, just looking at this, we've got confidentiality. I think that's all we've got. I'm just going to look at these quickly to see what I need you to sign. I don't need you to sign the tribal one. So if you want to take these, if you're not comfortable signing off on these right off the bat, there's a conflict of interest policy. And then there's two signature sheets in the back. You just need to sign the one that says ADRC or Aging Unit Representative. The tribal one is not for us. And then you have confidentiality policy. So if you want to take these home and bring them back next month, that's just fine, because this is a little bit of reading and I have a lot to sign anything. I haven't at least glanced at, but and maybe you'll catch that, $5,000 donation and no, I'm just teasing. That might be a little bit of a conflict of interest. What's that?
I was wondering if this is what I just signed, but I guess not.
I think the one you signed was
that was for the county. This is for
ADFC.
Okay.
And we do have to update these annually. Any other questions? Oh, I can tell her sick. Sorry, that was on me. I'll send you one, Bob. Any questions, concerns, anything? Well, at least we got under, we did it under an hour, Valerie. I looked at that agenda and I told Valerie it would only be an hour. And we already went an hour and a half at the last meeting, and I thought this one might go longer.
Board meetings, I very seldom stay an hour.
I'm like,
3 hours, I don't mind.
She's going to think I'm...
3 hours.
Well, do you have anything?
Need a motion to adjourn?
I'll second.
A motion made and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Who seconded?
Aye.
Little sidebar. Yeah. You are able to stand watching a movie that's sort of a